Hey there, this is Matthew Watkins with another Conference Talk Shorts edition. I want you to close your eyes and imagine, well, okay, if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but do imagine that a non-member friend approaches you and starts to ask you about some of the distinctive practices and beliefs that we have in the church. For example, maybe he might say, "I noticed that you managed to get through an entire workday without a shot of coffee. What's your secret?" Or, "I noticed you don't drink at work parties. Do you just not have fun?" Or maybe he asks, "So why are you guys so obsessed with family history and taking stuff to the big white building across the street?" Or what you may hear more nowadays is, "Why do you insist on maintaining such an unpopular and maybe even unloving stance on the social issues of the day around gender and sexuality?" Now, if you're like me, you would naturally answer these questions as directly as possible. "Oh, you're asking about coffee and tea and drinking. Well, we have this thing called the Word of Wisdom." And then I might springboard into talking about modern revelation and how the Lord loves us enough to give us a law of health and help us to draw closer to Him through that. In responding to family history, I might talk about temple work and the proxy ordinances that go on there and how this allows God's plan to be truly just and merciful, that everyone gets a full first chance. And when someone asks about the churches and my positions on gender and sexuality, I would bring up the family proclamation and talk about modern prophets and talk about the doctrine of families and how much comfort it brings in our lives. But if you're like me and you would answer in this way, I might recommend there's a better way to respond to these things. President Nelson faced a similar such question from some of his co-workers. He described this experience in the October 2010 General Conference. He said, "Many years ago, two colleagues of mine, a nurse and her husband doctor, asked me why I lived the way I did. I answered, 'Because I know the Book of Mormon is true.'" And then, of course, he invited them to read the Book of Mormon. Now, I first heard that when I was on my mission. I was on my mission when he gave that talk, and it really struck me what he said. It reminded me of something I had read not that long earlier in chapter 5 of Preach My Gospel. Now, I'm quoting old school here. I know a new version of Preach My Gospel just came out, but in the version that I read, at least, the one I'm familiar with, in chapter 5, it has a section called "Use the Book of Mormon to Respond to Objections," and I'll extend this to all principles. It quotes President Ezra Taft Benson, who taught that the Book of Mormon is the central answer to all these questions. He said, "We're to use the Book of Mormon in handling objections to the church. All objections, whether they be on abortion, plural marriage, Seventh-day worship, etc., basically hinge on whether Joseph Smith and his successors were and are prophets of God receiving divine revelation. The only problem the objector has to resolve for himself is whether the Book of Mormon is true. For if the Book of Mormon is true, then Jesus is the Christ. Joseph Smith was his prophet. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is true, and it is being led today by a prophet receiving revelation." So let's revisit those three questions from the beginning and answer them how President Benson or President Nelson might answer. "Why don't you drink coffee? Why don't you drink at work parties?" "Because I know the Book of Mormon is true." "Why are you so obsessed with family history and temple work?" "Because I know the Book of Mormon is true." "Why do you hold such unpopular stances on social issues of gender and sexuality?" "Because I know the Book of Mormon is true." Brothers and sisters, we're taught that the gospel is to be the foundation for every aspect of our lives, our social lives, our family lives, our work lives, our school lives, our recreational lives, everything centered around the gospel. The gospel, in turn, has the foundation of the Book of Mormon. In reality, everything that we do, no matter how ancillary, no matter how small, if it is related to the gospel, it is related to our testimony of the Book of Mormon. And we have a responsibility to share that testimony loud and proud. I'll catch you next time on the Conference Talk Podcast.